With almost a year of borders being closed, and now that the movement control order is back in place, Malaysians are surely itching to satisfy their travel bug. The rise in cases of COVID-19, however, gives very little leeway for the tourism industry, from aviation to hotels, to help us with that itch. Which means it's time to get inventive. Here with us today is CEO and founder of TourPlus, Rickson Goh, to talk about the future of travel in times of pandemic. Thank you, Rickson, for being with us here today. We are here to talk about the challenges the tourism industry faces today, and if recovery is in sight. Firstly, how badly has the pandemic affected or changed the tourism industry?
It was very badly affected to the industry, and I can say it was never happened before in our lifetime. And I believe the last time the industry suffered the same situation was the World War II, and where the tourism was totally shut down, and there's no travelers, and then there's no businesses for travelers. It's like very bad situation in current pandemic. And yes, it changed the entire industry in a lot of ways, from business model side and from our consumer behavior. It's a ton of things that previously that we have done, all the industry have worked out for the past 10 or 20 years have just the whole night or the whole pandemic just changed forever. And it impact a lot of people, a lot of operators, the hotelers closed down, and also the operators, run out of job, so guys don't have any income. It's totally impacted a lot. Yeah.
I would agree that the tourism industry is probably one of the most impacted industry as compared to other industries here in Malaysia. While we hate to say that there is no end in sight for the pandemic, how has the tourism industry adapted to the challenges that the pandemic brings? And to that note, how have your company pivoted and rise to the challenge?
Yes, I think indeed, before COVID strike us, right, and then TourPlus and any others, most of the agencies and operators, we are focusing on bringing foreign tourists into Malaysia. But because of the COVID, government have to enforce the MCO and to shut down the borders and to restrict the foreign to travel in to Malaysia. And be honest, it's a very good move from the government to contain the spread for the COVID. But however, it also means that we lose our biggest market for basically every operators, hotelers, theme parks, agencies out there. And for us, we have really rough time to find a way to change to pivot, and that was that definitely impacted to most of us. And however, there's always a hope there, and then as we see that local people normally they don't buy travel products, right? So we buy book our hotel ourselves, we drive ourselves to the destination, and then we find information through our mobile apps. So that behavior actually is something that we want to look into, and that is where our company TourPlus have pivoted into that. We'll be focusing on domestic tourism. We believe in the next probably 1 or 2 years time, tourism, domestic tourism will be the only key to revive or to restore our tourism in Malaysia. Yeah.
Okay, continuing from your point, what would you say is the most important tool to kickstart recovery in this industry?
As I was just mentioning, most of the people nowadays, they use digital tools to find information online, to travel, and then to find make decisions through their mobile, right? So digital appearance is very important for the businesses who are targeting on tourists, especially on domestic tourists, to have the online appearance in digital world, right? Regardless of Facebook or Instagram, social medias, or either say go on to a platforms like TourPlus ourselves, or either say any other platform that allow you to promote your product and services. And that tools is the first thing that every businesses need to start to do and to start recovering.
I agree. I feel digitalization is definitely a an important tool for all industries.
Yeah.
So moving on, the country is now in its second MCO. What are some of the lessons that we can learn from the previous MCO when it comes to people's traveling behavior? So what can we learn in terms of how they've traveled before and how they are going to travel in the future?
Correct. So previous MCO, right? So we, as a traveler, we actually as a price sensitive, right? So it means that we go for the lowest price. Most of us still buy travel package, if you believe that. I mean, like, we actually buy travel package to overseas, right? And because of the MCO, or I say the COVID strike, right? So we have to change to domestic. And then when we go into domestic, like I said just now, generally we wouldn't buy a travel packages. And there is a big shift from the travel packages to so-called free independent travelers, right? So that kind of behavior is a very big changes. And then a lot of operators like us, or I say hotelers, are very struggling to how to targeting this kind of the tourists. And then also the same thing that the changes is, previously people will book for group tours where it's cheap and then it's a large group. But because of COVID thing, people are tend to be more concerned about the safety issue. So pricing will be not only the main factor anymore. It will be safety as primary factor. And then the primary factor will be, how can I travel with safe? How can I travel without, you know, getting us to get COVID? Well, you know, my groupmate might have a COVID, right? So therefore, we will force in the futures private tours, or rather say small group tours, will be the next trending, or, you know, self-driving will be the next trending on our travel industry.
I see. It's definitely good to anticipate this sort of changes so we can better adapt in the future for the industry. Now, around the world, countries are starting their vaccination programs to vaccinate people against COVID-19. There are talks about a vaccine passport where if you were to get vaccinated, you are allowed to travel. So what do you think about this vaccine passport? What are your thoughts on it? And do you agree with the approach?
I think definitely it's a very good idea to understand who have a lower risk to encounter to when you travel. And then you also want to ensure your safety when you are not vaccinated. Maybe you are not the one who carry the virus, but other people might carry the virus. I think the vaccinated passport is something that is very realistic, very reasonable to implement it. And then with that implemented, that also could help the industry as well, especially on cross-border traveling, where people want to travel not just for leisure, sometimes it's for businesses. So businesses travel can have ease of mind if they have a vaccinated by this themselves and then get a vaccinated passport. And it's also easy for operators or for hotelers to understand whether this consumer or the travelers coming in are actually vaccinated or not. And that will be monitored and giving us have a lower risk to exposed to the COVID.
Yeah. Moving on to our last question. This is the first global pandemic in recent years that have tremendously affected all industries, and it surely wouldn't be the last. How can the tourism industry be better prepared for the future?
Yes. I think that is a very good question. We never know what is the next pandemic or so-called whether it's a virus or whether it's in anything that will affect the industry. And one thing the industry need to be prepared is, I think on the from the business model side and the target audience side, should be have a to be multiverse. So have to expand not just vertically on, for example, what foreign travelers only, right? It should be covering basically foreign and also domestic. And the business model-wise also need to be sustainable and in order to cope for the COVID. For example, like the hotelers, hotels have a lot of space, right? And currently, mainly they use for tourists to stay. But when during the pandemic, there's, for example, like MCO time, there's no people stay in hotel. And this kind of space is wasted on time. And then therefore, something like a backup plan of the products, like services should be coming in, for example, like maybe co-working space or work from hotel packages. And that allowed the hotels or the asset management to be able to utilize the current asset and then to move forward, not just to wait for the pandemic to come back, right? And then to utilize all the resources or asset that we have, regardless of whether what business that you have, and to have a backup plan when that things happen, the pandemic happen, or I just say anything happen, you have that plan to kick in and then to able to sustain it. Yeah.
Thank you, Rickson, for all your insights. We do hope the tourism industry can pick itself up and for all of us to be excited to travel again. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.